1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap, and there's certain professions that might not work out if you have the wrong fear.
Name one.
Like if you're afraid of the dark, maybe being a ninja, not for you.
And being quiet in the dark. Like,
Jose, you would be the worst ninja.
Teeth chattering. Yeah.
Or scared. If you're terrified of commitment, maybe you weren't meant to be a wedding officiant.
See, no, I'd be bad at all these.
Yeah. Don't say I do. Don't say
do you take this man? Really?
Oh.
Are you sure? Like forever? You know, but sometimes your career takes you weird places that you never thought you'd be.
Okay.
And that's why today our own Jose Bolaños poses as a hot tub repairman. But just like the others, he has one big fear he hasn't quite overcome yet.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to make his job a lot more difficult. You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Jeremy, please.
Yeah, this is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm Dalton. I'm one of the repairmen you called about your hot tub.
Yeah. How's it going?
To be honest with you, it's not going very well over here.
Oh, really? What's the problem?
Well, when I got here, I followed the instructions on the work order. It said to go into the back, and, well, I found the hot tub.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I noticed you didn't drain it.
Yeah, I didn't because nobody said I had to.
Okay.
Plus, there would have been no way for you to figure out the issue with the jets.
That's understandable, but I had to go. So you just need to call somebody else and they can
handle this. Wait, you're not even there anymore?
No, I can't be there anymore. I'm sorry. It's just...
Dude, you've got to get this fixed. Like, I'm at work. I don't have time to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Well, it's nothing on you. It's hard to say, but I don't swim.
I don't understand why that's a problem, first of all.
Well, it's a problem because I can't swim. I don't trust myself in or around water. And
what are you talking about?
I never learned as a kid, and I got self-conscious about it growing up, so I never took lessons, and here we are. I just don't swim.
Dude, listen, it's only a hot tub. You could stand in it.
That's assuming you don't fall in. And I mean, especially falling in head first. Wow. I mean, that's danger.
Head first. So you really think you're going to fall in head first?
Well, look, hey, obviously I have experience. You would be surprised how many times I have fallen into hot tubs. Last week I was repairing one and it was only half full. Okay, yours is completely full. I fell in head first.
So you're fine then.
If being fine is currently having PTSD from it, then yeah, I'm fine, bro.
So, I don't understand.
Well, I fell in and I was trying to get out. My foot kicks the jets button and now I'm in a whirlpool. I'm like going 360s. That's going to spit me out onto the other end. I have no idea what's up, what's down.
Calm down, man. Calm down. Jeez, man. Like, you got some issues, bro.
You see what I'm talking about now, bro. If it wasn't for the owner throwing me in an inflatable airplane pillow, I would have been a goner that day, man. I wouldn't even be talking to you right now, brother.
Why would somebody hire you as a hot tub repairman if you're scared to get in a hot tub, you think you're going to fall in head first? What kind of hot tub repairman are you?
It's a good job. The hours are perfect. And I'm one of those people that I'm trying to face my fears in life. I take life by the horns. I'm just not
then
like...
Then go back to my place and fix my hot tub. I have a party this weekend.
Wait, what'd you just say? You have a party?
Yeah, dude. Like, I've got a whole bunch of people coming over. I need this thing fixed by the weekend. I've got to get this thing going.
Oh, you never said this was for a party. I love parties. What day is this happening, bro?
Dude, focus on the hot tub. I'm not trying to invite you to the party.
Bro, I'm single. I could bring some arm floaties and just kind of mingle, you know, see how the vibe is.
I don't think you're listening, man. Like, all of a sudden you're talking about going to my party. You haven't even fixed my hot tub, man.
I'm just trying to do my job, okay? And my job is to prank call you. And I'm doing it really good, to be honest. Or bad, who knows?
What did you just say?
I'm saying it's a joke. I'm Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Get the f*** out of here.
I won't get out of here. your buddy Jack set you up. He said you're worried your hot tub's not going to be fixed in time for the weekend, so he told me to mess with you.
I was thinking, like, this is so ridiculous. How can a hot tub repairman be scared of water?
On a side note, bro, I really can't swim very well. Hot tubs really make me nervous, but if you throw some floaties on me, I'd love to come to your party.
Maybe we can find you an inflatable airplane pillow to save your life again.
Hey, it worked last time, dude.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.